Hello and welcome to the Kaspersky Business Podcast. I'm Brian Donahue from ThreatPost, and I'm here with Kurt Baumgartner, the senior security researcher or principal security researcher of Kaspersky Lab. He also works on the global research and analysis team. We're going to ask Kurt a couple of questions in this short podcast. So, Kurt, what types of threats should corporations be most worried about?
Brian, there are a couple different categories of threats, but really what it comes down to that we're most commonly seeing are sort of vulnerabilities, that client-side vulnerabilities that have existed and been patched for some time. And organizations, for whatever reason, whether they're small or medium-sized businesses or even some of the enterprises, just have not been patching, whether it's Java, Adobe Reader, Adobe Flash, some of the Windows components, including Internet Explorer. All of that software requires maintenance and updates. So what can happen when these organizations aren't updating is some of the more common exploit kits that are out there. So things that are called black hole that are used to set up a website that identifies visitors' browsers and software on their workstations and then sends down exploits targeting those vulnerabilities to deliver things like Zeus, SpyEye, or some of the other banking Trojans. Those are all things that businesses really need to be aware of. They're also, in addition to patching their machines, they should also be aware of a trend in techniques of attacking organizations. So spearfish or emails containing an attachment or even a link to an exploit that in turn targets the vulnerable software that should have been patched is really something that's been on the increase. There are lots of groups doing it, so that's something to look out for too.
Well, I guess that explanation sort of leads itself to two other questions, and you can take them in whatever order you want. One is, how do we incentivize these companies to patch these known vulnerabilities that are being targeted? And the other side of that is, how do we prioritize which patches need to be fixed?
So the first question, incentivizing. On our part at Kaspersky, we've got something, we've got our KSN, or this network that users opt into to share data. And some of the things that we've done is we've taken that data and we try to at least demonstrate or present the vulnerable software that's out there to give people an idea of what's more urgent and prioritize what they're paying attention to. So, for example, Java is not just relatively unpatched, but it's tops the herd as far as unpatched software out there on folks' workstations and desktops. It's always followed up, well, I shouldn't say always, but it's frequently followed up every month over month by one of the Adobe products, whether it's Adobe Reader or Adobe Flash. Those are sort of always the three that require some maintenance and don't seem to be getting their required maintenance. Incentivization was talked about here at the Visa Security Summit. One of the senators got up and spoke about legislation that's been worked on that helps provide tax credits for organizations that are performing proper maintenance and security updates and building security into their design processes and development life cycle. So there are both things being done on the private side and on the government side. The next question had to do with,
how do we prioritize the particular patches, yeah, which, you know, could be a pretty tough question. It's pretty vague, but
sorry. Yeah. So prioritizing patches is an interesting thing because the major software vendors, they maintain different patching schedules. So Microsoft has, I believe it's the second Tuesday of every month, they release their security updates. And because Adobe is sort of trying to blend in, and they're trying to do the right thing and make things easier for their users to update and deliver patches when they're needed, Adobe does it on the same day and blends in with Microsoft's, what was commonly called Patch Tuesday. So prioritizing those can often be led by questions like, you know, what types of software am I actually running? What versions of software are out there? You know, on SecureList, we provide advice and we review the patches when they come out. And there are other companies that do that too, so that, you know, if there's a heavily targeted or something that's already being attacked, if there's a vulnerability in your software that's already being attacked, you're well aware of it if you pay attention or read our blog at SecureList.com or some of the other sources of information.
All right, well, that's about all the time we have for today. Thanks for coming out and talking to us.
All right, thank you, Brian.
Again, that was Kaspersky Lab Principal Security Researcher Kurt Baumgartner, and I'm Brian Donahue, a cybersecurity reporter for ThreatPost.com. This podcast came live at the Visa Global Security Summit in beautiful Washington, D.C., and comes to you on behalf of the Kaspersky Business Blog. Thanks for listening.